All right, as Wilson goes and grabs the next team, another game design team, we're going to learn about what they're working on. And I think they're from the University of Houston. Yes, yes, they are. They are from the University of Houston. Go ahead and just introduce each one of yourselves, and then we'll go and talk about what your project is.
I'm Sean Howard.
I'm Anthony White.
And I'm Justin Wills.
Nice. Well, so you guys are Skyline Studios, is that what it's called?
Yes, yes.
Perfect, perfect. So what did you guys work on? What game did you develop?
We made Zipline Hero. It's a platformer, puzzler game with these really cool rope physics mechanics that we're trying out new things for the phone.
Nice. So it's on Windows Phone 8?
Yes, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Is. Now, what are these mechanics about? Like, what it goes on exactly? I'm interested in what that is.
All right. Well, Angry Birds had a revolutionary mechanic with a slingshot, and we're trying to make the next revolutionary physics mechanic, and we're building these really cool ropes that are simulated in our engine real time, and it works great and it runs great on the phone, and hoping that'll give people a great experience.
So can I give you my phone and you guys can put it on it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sounds great. No, definitely, definitely, sure. Definitely. So with that, like, what else, like, you know, I mean, where are you guys trying to go with this? Like, you know, I mean, tell me a little bit about the story. Like, about what, like, you know, as far as, like, the different stages you go through and what is that, what's actually happening in the game.
Okay, well, initially we started off by thinking, we knew about the mechanics before we knew about the story. And then Sean had the idea about the whole trope about cats getting stuck up in trees and firefighters rescuing them. But then we were like, what if a world existed where there weren't enough firefighters to save all these cats? What if, like, regular people like us had to do it? Like, what would that game be like? So we started that off as, like, initial seed for the plot. And then as we got on, we wanted to talk about doing different types of mechanics. And we're like, what if we did mechanics in space where, like, your player's being still, but you're rotating the level around the player? That'd be really neat. Like, why would he be in space? And we're like, maybe we can do something with aliens and maybe lead into alien spaceships. Maybe.
That'd be pretty fun, actually. I mean, think about it, like, the franchises that we have see right now in the mobile markets, like, they always evolve. I mean, you have to find new ways
definitely.
To do it. And it's hard. I mean, so, you know, with this, like, you know, why did you guys decide to go into the mobile environment instead of, like, you know, for example, like an indie game or developer for PC or something along those lines?
Mm-hmm. Well, for one, we actually wanted to really learn how to program for the phone itself. And then additionally to that, there's a huge market for phones nowadays. Just about everybody from maybe 14 and up has a mobile phone on them. And so that's a huge market for us to try to tackle right there. And trying to meet all of those customer needs and stuff like that is really what's helping us as a learning process for this industry as well.
I want to say one more thing real quick. Another thing about doing game design is we can use all the skills we're learning while making this game to do future projects in augmented reality. So I think we're really excited about that.
Oh, I like augmented reality.
And just really fast of why the mobile market in general is, a lot of the mobile games now have these, like, fake touchscreen buttons that they put over the game itself and clog up your view. And
right,
we don't have any of that in our game
because
we rotate the phone to move the player and we use the mechanics of, like, swiping across and cutting the rope.
Yeah, you guys
are really modern.
Yeah, you guys. Well, the biggest thing is, too, is you're also making the actual game be a touch game, not a virtual D-pad game
I can see a level of abstraction and you feel really disconnected from your player.
Yeah, no, you definitely don't want to be disconnected whatsoever. I completely get that. You know, and do you guys think about doing any types of stuff like accelerometer or anything along those lines too?
Actually, the game that we're developing right now does use the accelerometer in the physics of the game itself. So,
perfect.
Like, for example, you're going to try and turn the phone, like, left and right to make the world change and the character itself change direction.
Or if you're on a swinging rope, you can change how fast you're swinging on the rope by tilting the phone.
Whoa.
It's like you're throwing the player around.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. It actually adds an extra layer or level to that. That's another dimension almost to that game. Now, what'd you guys think of San Francisco? Have you guys been to California beforehand?
Weather is so much more better than what we're getting in Houston right now. We actually had a day of maybe like this high flood, and then it was really dry the next day, and then it rained a lot again the next day after that. And then now it's getting like 80s weather climbing as well. So it's just really hot, muggy, and humid.
Seems like you guys have some crazy extremes when it comes to weather.
Definitely bipolar weather for sure.
Yeah, I'm actually from California, so I'm used to this more than Houston. I've lived in Houston for almost 3 years now, so this is like home to me. So this weather is normal for me.
So I'm assuming you're probably going to eventually move back.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. So you guys went to Rocket Space yesterday, and you kind of learned, you heard about from different startups and met some different team people that are around startups. What did you guys feel about that? Like, did you guys see as a good inspiration to get everything up and running?
I was completely enamored by the entire idea of getting venture capitalists to invest in you and then starting your own business at an early age. I mean, like, the entire experience was my first experience with the Silicon Valley, and it was really phenomenal, like seeing all these people who've become successful, and like just the energy that's around here is really phenomenal.
Yeah, it can be quite an experience. But I'm glad that you guys were able to come out here and be able to, you know, pitch and be able to show everything what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, I really look forward to trying out this game. I'm going to find you guys later on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I am a very, very avid game player. More mobile nowadays, but yes, I want to hear all about it. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you guys.